What a challenging time you live in. There has always been tension between your mind and your physical being and what your spirit wants. That is one of the challenges of being on the earth, to be on the earth, but not to desert your spirit. And when there is a great deal of pressure around you, there is, of course, a tendency to do that, to go to the mind to solve the problem that the mind cannot solve. Now, this is in no way a critical lesson, so do not place it that way in your consciousness. But it is a question, and a wonderful question, to walk with. And here is the question. Is this a matter for my mind alone? When you are making a decision, and when that decision is going to be impacting a great deal of your life, whether you think it is important or not, that is a question that you can ask your mind, of course, but you also want to ask your spirit about it. If you have ever had, a job that looks good on paper, but then when you get into the job that your mind told you you should take because of whatever benefit it offers, and you find yourself unhappy, you find yourself not sleeping, you find yourself, and here is the big key, not feeling like yourself. The situation you are in is making you feel that you should be someone that you are not. Then it is time to have a consultation with your spirit. And of course, as we all know, meditation is one of the best ways to do that. Because when you are in the meditative state, you are open to the information from your spirit. And it is your spirit who can give you that information. We want to mention a patriarchal thing that we as women deal with. And that is, if something does not feel good or is not right, but the head says it is a good idea, then we should be able to shape change to make whatever that situation is all right with us. It is something that you hear in patriarchal teachings all of the time, that there is, that you are not tough enough, that you are too soft, that you are too rigid, that you are a whole list of you are too some things. When in truth, it may simply be that what you are doing is not good for you, that the place, this job or this relationship or whatever it might be is moving you is not a place where you really need to be moved. And of course, what that requires then, if you are able to take in that information, it requires courage, because then something will need to be changed. But while we all are adaptable to some degree, we are not adaptable around our spirits. Our spirits are quite unique. And we do not want to be asking that part of us to change in order to match an experience that perhaps our head has told us is a place we should be, something we should, put up with, something that you just need to wait on and someday it will be different. So there is that, and we want to put that part of the teaching in one place. And then there is another thing, and that is whatever situation we enter, we absolutely take with us our wounds. It is a thing that cannot be avoided. And very often, a situation that we enter has lessons for us. And so we also want to be in touch with our spirits about that. if I am in a situation that is good for me in some ways, but there are certain places in it where I do not feel the way I want to feel, I want to be able to be in meditation with my spirit and to ask myself, is this something that is really not who I am? Or is there a lesson here? Is there something for me to learn? Is there something for me to heal? And there is the very important question. Is there something here for me to heal? Because that is a situation in which you might stay longer, in which you might not run away, in which you might find yourself looking for the place in you that has not yet received your love. And so this is part of what we are dealing with life. And we will continue to deal with it as long as we are here. Fortunately, those of us who teach you and love you are here for you as you make these decisions, ask these questions, and always hold for your highest good. So we will take a few moments and speak together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And know that where your breath goes, love goes. And allow love to go to places in your body where you may not have allowed it to go before. Exhale fear. And feel a magnetic energy around the outside of your body. And let that energy draw away from your field any burden, any heaviness, any anger, any upset that might have been caught there in that field. Let go of any heaviness about the world, worry. Let it all go, and let that field begin to pull that energy into itself. And breathe and let your body lighten. And as you are letting go, open the crown and feel the golden light of the universe begin to pour its energy into your body. Feel it open the crown so that you are able to receive what is good and abundant and loving. And feel that golden light flow into your third eye. And heal and open the third eye, so that you are connected to your spirit and your intuitive abilities in what you see in yourself, in what you see in the world. And feel the golden light. flow down through your head and your thoughts, and come into your throat center. And feel the warm golden light displace any communication that turns against you, that might be bad for you. And leaves a light in the center that accepts only what is true and loving and strong and light. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the heart. And let the golden light bring the deep healing into any place in your heart that might be hurt, where there might be confusion. Let the golden light take away the darkness. And feel your heart beginning to grow again in the light. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the solar plexus. And let the warmth of that light displace any emotions that may have stayed with you longer than is good for you. Feel them being moved out of your body. And let the golden light draw to you the feelings that reflect your purpose, your intention, the love in your heart, the love you have for yourself. Feel the flow of golden light down through your body and into the second center. And feel that golden light displace shame and guilt and worry and undue demands and burdens that would keep you from being free. Feel all of that moved out of your body. And let the golden light restore the cleansing function of the second center, so that you know, as you feel and move and experience life, this cleansing center will move out and through whatever you do not need to hold in your body. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And feel the warmth of the golden light straighten any confusion that might be in the root center. Feel the pattern of the life you wish to create and be supported and be supportive with coming together in that root. And feel the energy of the earth come up. And support all through your body, blending and moving together with the energy of heaven. Feel yourself tall and strong in your spirit and on the earth. And let the golden light spread past your body to make a field that draws to you all that is for your highest good. Now feel the love of Mother God and Father God all around you, and let yourself rest in that love. Move your attention into your heart center. And see that in your heart center there is a circle of gold. And in that circle, a gift has been left for you. Rest your mind. And with your knowing, see what is in that circle. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.